birth rates throughout Europe are falling to dangerously low levels. The problem is especially pronounced in Germany. Demographers predict the population there will shrink by more than 12 million in the coming decades, and the average age will increase significantly. As Kyle James reports from Berlin, that has serious consequences for Germany's economy and its standard of living.
It's a sound that most people could do without. But it's music to the ears of many German politicians and experts in the fields of labor and population. They're growing increasingly alarmed at the country's low birth rate. While the birth rate in the U.S. stands at 2.1 children per woman, in Germany it's only around 1.3. Rainer Schmidt-Rutloff is a human resources specialist for the German Employers Association.
The consequences of that is that the population in Germany will decrease. That will increase the skills shortage. And that's why we have to take actions now to improve the situation.
Analysts say if current trends continue, Germany's population will shrink from its current 82 million to around 70 million over the next several decades. Besides the shortage of skilled labor, demographers say a falling population can lead to shrinking cities and villages turning into ghost towns. The signs are already there in economically weak eastern Germany, which is losing population as people leave to find better jobs in the west. Once bustling apartment blocks in many towns stand silent and empty. Schools are being boarded up for lack of students. Harald Michel is the director of Berlin's Institute of Applied Demography.
Deutschland's Bevölkerung wird schrumpfen.
Germany's population will shrink, no doubt about it. But I don't think that's the most dramatic development. Much worse is the fact that the population is getting much older. The shift in the general age of the population from younger to older is going to be remarkable.
As life expectancy rises, Germans are getting grayer. By 2030, more than one in three Germans will be over 60. Heiner Gansmann, a sociologist at Berlin's Free University, says while most European societies are getting older, in 30 years, Germany will have the oldest population in the world.
In Germany, this is quite extreme. And of course, there are problems waiting along that line. People become less open to innovations. The older they get, there may be imbalances in the pension systems or in the whole social policy system.
The strain on the public health care system has already become enormous, and Germany's public pension plan is heading for collapse. It's based on working-age people paying into the system through taxes to support the retired. The ratio of tax-paying workers to pensioners is falling, says population analyst Jochen Blaschke.
This is a central problem and will be the central problem. I'm sure this will be a conflict in future, and governments have to play here a central role to regulate the system in a new way.
But workable solutions have evaded politicians so far. Some have floated the idea of encouraging large-scale immigration of skilled workers from abroad. But studies show Germany would need to take in 50,000 a year to make up for labor shortages. That idea doesn't sit well with many, since immigration in Germany is still controversial. Others are pushing plans to encourage German women to have more babies. Demographer Harald Michel says Germany has likely waited too long to look for solutions.
Politicians are just now beginning to talk about the problem, and society as a whole still needs to be clear on it. People need to realize, at this point, it's never going to be the way it was 10 or 15 years ago. There's going to be a fall in living standards, definitely.
And only when that happens, he says, does he think Germany will really face its graying future. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.